from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 8 killed in an attack on a Tripoli hotel. Libyan authorities say 5 foreigners and 3 guards were killed Tuesday in an attack on a Tripoli hotel popular with politicians and international workers. Security officials at the Corinthia Hotel said assailants stormed the building after blowing up their vehicle and shooting staff members. It was not immediately clear who carried out the attack, but a group identifying itself as the Tripoli Province of the Islamic State claimed responsibility in an online statement. Social media posts connected the hotel assault to retaliation for the capture of Abu Anas al-Libi by U.S. forces in 2013. A native of Libya, Mr. al-Libi was linked to the 1998 al-Qaeda bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. He died awaiting trial in the U.S. in early January. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Riyadh leading a 30-member delegation to pay respects following the death of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah. The group includes officials and lawmakers as well as senior officials from previous presidential administrations. The White House said the delegation is to meet with new King Salman bin Abdulaziz. Asked about the health of the 79-year-old monarch, Mr. Obama spokesman Ben Rhodes said that the half-brother of King Abdullah is ready to assume the duties of King of Saudi Arabia. He listed as priorities for discussion the U.S.-led military campaign targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and the situation in Yemen, where U.S. airstrikes have for years targeted fighters from al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's parliament has approved a statement labeling Russia as an aggressor state, while European Union leaders threaten to widen sanctions against it for continuing to back separatists in eastern Ukraine amid escalating violence in the region. United States Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power.
The targets are fresh ones, but Russia's end goal remains the same, to seize more territory and move the line of Russian-controlled territory deeper and deeper into Ukraine.
In Brussels, EU leaders issued a statement condemning what it called the indiscriminate shelling of the government-held southeastern Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, where 30 civilians were killed and around 100 wounded on Saturday. An economist who's been an outspoken critic of Greece's bailout deal with international lenders was named today as the country's finance minister in the new leftist government. Anti-austerity Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras picked Yanis Varoufakis for the key economic portfolio, as he named other political supporters to his cabinet after his series of parties swept to victory in Sunday's election. Islamic State militants have threatened to kill 2 foreign hostages by Wednesday if demands for a prisoner exchange are not met, according to an online video message attributed to the group. The statement on Tuesday repeated the request that Sahida al-Rishawi be freed. She's a woman Jordanian authorities have held since she participated in a 2005 terror attack that killed 60 people in the capital. The hostages, a Japanese journalist and Jordanian pilot, are believed to be in Islamic State custody. About 300 survivors of Auschwitz-Birkenau Nazi concentration camp gathered Tuesday at the site in Poland to pay their respects to victims who perished in gas chambers or from inhumane treatment and disease. When the death camp was liberated on January 27, 1945, by the Soviet Army, soldiers found 7,000 prisoners, among them 130 children. Roman Kent, an Auschwitz survivor, spoke at the ceremony.
We survivors do not want our past to be our children's future. I hope and believe that this generation will build on mankind's great traditions, tempered by understanding that these traditions must embrace pluralism and tolerance, decency and human rights for all people.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday it was a disgrace that Jews in Germany faced insults, threats, and violence. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.